All right, let's get straight to the debate, shall we? We have two experts here. I'm sorry, we have lots of experts here, but we actually have two debaters here who are incredibly knowledgeable about this topic. I'm sure they'll tell you about their backgrounds in the field. Debater number one.
This is Franklin Allenton.
I'm sorry, what?
Franklin Allenton.
Franklin Allenton?
Yes.
I don't think I don't have you here on the sh- You're the debater?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right, that's fine. And debater number two, of course.
Hello.
Hi there, what's your name?
My name is Mr. Sivan.
What's your background in the field, if I may ask?
Well, I actually have a very personal relationship with Susie.
Oh, from the tract?
Yes.
Of course, okay, excellent. Well, let me just look at my notes here.
A very personal relationship.
All right, well, as I said, I'm sure everybody would realize that Mr. Sivan believes that this tract is true. And, of course, Franklin Allenton?
Yes, that's correct.
Believes that this tract is false. So, as always, I'm sure everybody knows, we always let the attacker go first. So, Franklin, you get to go first.
All right, before I go, I'd like to flip a coin to decide whether I'm going to be positive and state what I believe, or be strongly negative and just attack my opponent. I believe it's tails, so I'm just going to attack my opponent. Now, Mistress Yvonne, I cannot help but find you to be absolutely ridiculous, because you're a mistress, yet you believe that this tract is true. It simply does not make any sense.
Actually, I have very good reason. You see, me and Susie and myself have satanic orgies on a regular basis.
I'm sorry. Hold on, I'm a little confused.
So am I.
So you and Susie have satanic orgies, but I thought Susie was saved.
No, that's not true at all.
But that you said the tract was true, and she's saved in the tract, and then she died at the end of the tract.
Yeah.
So, how do you have orgies?
So, in other words, you're kind of backing up my side of this debate.
It's true that Susie was evil and doing wrong things having sex.
So you're saying you had these satanic orgies with her?
Yes.
Before the tract? When she was unexperienced
when she was
in the
still
ways
alive,
of love?
Yes. But I had satanic orgies with Susie when she was still alive.
When she was unexperienced?
I know people who have had satanic orgies with Susie after she was,
dead?
Yes. Yes.
That's really not very appropriate.
Excuse me, for a second. I'm just gonna flip a coin to decide whether Mr. Sivan is on crack or on weed. Weed will be tails, crack will be heads.
Well, who won?
Weed.
Oh. Well, that's not appropriate either. But in fact, okay, here's my... Now, I don't even think Jesus would hold someone responsible for what's done to their dead body after they're already dead. So I don't
Actually, if I could interject for a second here.
Sir, you're one of our experts, of course.
I'm Jesus H. Christ, and you're definitely responsible for what happens to you after you die and come to see me.
How are we supposed to take care of our bodies after we're dead?
Not my problem. That's your problem. Hence, your responsibility.
I don't know if that's fair. I don't know if I agree with that. What do you think, Franklin?
I really don't know what to say. I'm just gonna flip a coin to decide.
Do I know you from somewhere? Are you like, do you have a show or something?
Mr. Allen!
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, we have an expert
Mr.
here.
Mr. Allen!
Oh, no,
Cindy,
yes.
Your secretary.
Oh, Cindy.
Yes,
hi. What are you doing here?
I'm so sorry, but the Reverend Johnson canceled for today. We don't have a second debater. Who's this?
I thought he was the first debater, actually. I thought he was a debater. He's not a debater?
He's not on my list. He's not on yours either. I didn't give him to you.
Well, I didn't have that. No, I didn't have him on my list.
Well, I guess it worked itself out. Goodbye!
Oh, well. Are you keeping the door locked? All right, well, okay. You were saying.
I would appreciate if you repeated the question.
I don't remember what the question was. Mistress, why don't you tell us about this track, please?
Well, actually, what I was going to say is that my boyfriend's other girlfriend, who just so happens to be actually have a thing with my other boyfriend's girlfriend, and she said that when she happened to actually have been participating in the satanic orgies that took place after the death of Susie, And she said that she heard from her other boyfriend that Susie had actually liked it and actually enjoyed this,
the
even
dead
though
body?
She's dead.
The dead body enjoyed that?
How's that possible?
If well, I can interject again here.
Okay, yes.
Yes, Susie definitely enjoyed the post-mortem orgies. I know, because I condemned her.
From you wait, she was in heaven and then you condemned her?
Yes.
Is that really fair?
Can I just...
you may.
With a bit of a question here. If you condemned her, why did you condemn her in a way that would allow her to enjoy that?
I condemned her post-enjoyment.
Interesting. I believe we do have an expert here, though, to speak about this issue.
I worked for the Reagan administration in the early 80s. The information...
Oh.
Yes, yes, that's why I'm an expert, because I have expert credentials, unlike most of these jokers here. But what I have to say is, I studied the AIDS, I spread information about the AIDS, and you know what? There are ways other than sex that they may have gotten the AIDS. Could get AIDS on a toilet seat. Say you sit on a toilet seat, there's some dirty water and there's some urine there. Splash! AIDS! Or you could go, say she's kissing Craig, and you know, smooch AIDS through the saliva.
Wait,
everyone knows this, it's a fact! It's a fact! Like the Charleston!
Wait, didn't your administration say also that, acid rain was caused by trees?
Well, acid rain and trees are strongly correlated. I'd like to see you deny that, buddy.
Well, we do only have acid rain on planets where there are trees.
If I could interject for a second.
Oh, please. Who's this?
This is the AIDS virus.
Oh.
And I want to say that everything this gentleman just said here is absolutely 100% correct. But I also like to interject that I also infect fruit baskets, and sometimes popular TV shows.
Hello, hello! I am so sorry. My name is Gogo, and I'm a gonorrhea molecule, and I'm here to say that this tract is completely 100% false. The reason for that is that I, Gogo, have been trying to get into heaven for years now. Gonorrhea and anybody with gonorrhea stays out of heaven.
Yeah, but we're talking about AIDS.
Wait, so are you trying to say that, you know, if someone receives a blood transfusion unknowingly that contains AIDS or gonorrhea, are they also kept out of heaven?
I've been spread that way before, baby, and I still haven't gotten in.
It's true.
But, that would lead us to say that this tract is false, because, of course, the implication of the tract is that she does go to heaven, Susie, and she's got both gonorrhea and AIDS.
Frank, let me interject for a second here.
Please.
Now,
who is this?
This is Jesus Christ still, okay?
What does the H stand for?
Holy.
Oh. That's...
Duh.
I think it stands for HIV.
Jesus HIV Christ?
Jesus Him Christ. Just a coincidence.
I would just like to point out
an indigo violinist.
Hold on.
Well, actually, I'd like to talk about the point. You're all saying, well, it doesn't make sense. It seems like she got into heaven, but she didn't. I'm a jerk. I like playing with people like that. That's why my book is poorly written, and I have all these tracks out here. They're rather ambiguous.
I don't know.
Those tracks are pretty clear to me. Crystal clear, crystal true.
Hold on now.
All right. Actually, what I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted is that I actually have experience with a friend of mine that I know through my girlfriend's other boyfriend's, like, second brother, who she also happened to have slept with, my other boyfriend, and she says that she once knows somebody who got the HIV virus from being spanked with a dirty paddle, and this
what
person-
was it dirty with?
AIDS.
I guess that would make it dirty, yeah. It's like, it's got AIDS all over it.
I suppose it just got AIDS in it.
Listen, you did it yourself. It was you? The person she was talking about was you?
No, it was not me.
You just said it was you.
I watched it happen.
Actually, I've seen you around in the place where, you know.
He is a suspicious character.
All right, now.
I seem to hear that a lot.
Go.
Listen, all y'all. I just want to dispel this myth of STDs spreading through latex and holes and all of this. Honey, my hips are too big for me to get through anything.
Well, nobody's going to argue with you there.
I'm hopping on the VD train. Check y'all later.
All right. Well, thank you for coming by. Don't come back. Okay.
Actually, I would just like to point out that the person who contracted AIDS from being spanked with the dirty paddle was, in fact, your mother.
My mother or his mother? Because it might have been his mother.
We actually seem like brothers from different mothers at times. You do kind of remind me of someone I know.
Your brother?
Maybe.
Or somebody else. Somewhat. Well, okay. You know, unfortunately, we are drawing towards the end, so why don't you, Franklin, why don't you give us your closing arguments about this falseness of the tract?
All right. Basically, I just flipped this coin. Based on my coin flip, I believe I should win. Lady Luck is indeed on my side.
That's your argument?
Yes.
Interesting. Mistress, it doesn't look like you have that much to go up against, so why don't you tell us why this is true once again? Closing arguments.
Yes. I believe that this tract is true because I have had physical, hands-on experience with the AIDS virus and with people who have the AIDS virus.
You've held the AIDS virus?
I'll say.
I have not personally held the AIDS virus, but I have a lot of experience with people who have held the AIDS virus, and
What did they do with it when they held it?
Jostled me.
They spanked it.
I'm sorry. So this paddle got AIDS on it because somebody spanked AIDS with the paddle?
Oh yeah, people like to get really freaky with me.
AIDS does a lot of things.
Wait, is that Jesus or is that the disease? Because you
said we'll never
like
know.
It's Jesus, HIV, Christ.
Excuse me. I think these are my closing arguments.
I'm sorry. Please continue.
I would just like to say that because I feel that I have such hands-on experience with this virus, that it is my duty to inform people that if you have experience with the AIDS virus, if you have the AIDS virus, I know people that have gotten AIDS virus through being spanked with dirty paddles, and I would just like to say that they have indeed repented and gone to heaven.
Well, there you go.
And I know this for a fact, because actually, I am friends with Jesus Christ, and,
Not true.
I would like to point out Jesus Christ and Jesus H. Christ might be different people.
That's probably why. It's like, you know, when someone kills someone famous and they always start using their middle name? So that it differentiates them from the other people with those same first... So maybe that's it. Jesus Christ is one guy. Jesus H. Christ did something really terrible.
Well, yeah, just like John Wilkes Booth is different from the porn star John Booth.
Exactly.
I think that Jesus Christ is not answering this right now because he is ashamed of what he has done.
That sounds likely.
Yes, dying for the sins of everyone was a huge mistake.
Well, at this point, it looks like it.
He is ashamed. He doesn't want to spoil his image. Therefore, he doesn't want to say that he has experience associating with me and the orgies that I have participated in.
All right. Satanic, you said, so that would I'd see why he wouldn't want to associate with them.
I like that girl's moxie.
She does have moxie, sir. Thank you for stopping by from the Reagan administration. It's an amazing administration, one way or another. Let's decide who won that debate. And I think it's pretty clear to everybody that, oh my goodness, Franklin Allenton, with his amazing coin, did win.
I told you that Lady Luck was on my side.
Apparently you were right.
That coin slices and dices. It decides debates.
It does. This is my coin. Oh. It decides the debate. That's a different coin.
Well, both our coins decide this debate.
Well, that was coincidence, I think.
I think we could argue that Frank's coin decided it.
I'm Frank.
No, I'm Frank.
I think that
I'm Frank, actually.
I think that Satan decided the results of this debate.
Well, Satan didn't give me this coin, I don't think.
How do you know?
Maybe he did.
Can you be sure?
I think it's a safe assumption here that Frank's coin decided this debate.
I'm Frank.
No, I'm Frank.
Let me say that I'm... Alright, look.
I would like to debate with this debate.
No, you can't debate the debate. The debate's done. All right,
the debate's done. I've won, sweetie.
Thank you for listening to Tractor Fiction, where we've learned, oh God, have we learned a lot of stuff. Like, for example, Jesus H. Christ clearly must have done something terrible that he's embarrassed about, and that's why we differentiate him from Jesus Christ. And that much is clear.
And that Frank decides to debate.
Frank, me, I'm Frank. Frank Allen, Frank, me. Saying goodbye.